We've done over 1,300 shows.
Yeah.
So it's not surprising that occasionally one would eat, suck, or blow.
Heineken! Fuck that shit! Pack the ribbon!
www, the website, where you dial up on your computer, where you log on to the internet.
That beer's gonna get warm. One thing I can't fucking stand is warm beer makes me fucking puke.
I want you to remember that no bastard ever won war by dying for his country. You won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country.
Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister.
Don't you look at me, fuck!
You're listening to John and Scott on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense.
AKC, Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott, episode 29, part one. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
And, we're jamming out with the new Total Talk Nonsense theme song. I'm going to write lyrics.
It's going to be hot.
Total Talk Nonsense!
With Skull, John fuck you! Skull, Scott. Fuck you!
Who the fuck said that?
Sorry, man. I ruined your creative.
Yeah, man, come on. Why you gotta talk like that on the show? What the fuck?
Do you suck dick? Do you suck dick?
That's good.
Do you suck dick? Do you suck dick? Do you suck dick? Do you suck dick?
He says it in plural.
Do you suck dick?
Not just one.
Do you suck dick?
But
do
many.
You suck dick? Do you suck dicks? Do you suck dicks?
Who the fuck said?
Do you suck dicks? 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 Do you suck dicks?
All right.
All right, John. Well, interestingly.
I'm sorry.
I'm having a hard time again.
Already?
I haven't even had a drink yet. Interestingly enough, we are ranked number 38 on Podcast Alley.
Oh.
We are number 10 in comedy. And what
10? What happened?
I don't know, John. We'll get more votes. Don't worry about it. What kills me, though, is we can't even say we're in the top 5 in comedy in Chicago, I don't think.
Why?
Because there's... two podcasts in front of us, like kind of the same shit we're doing. And then there's three Chicago gay podcasts in front of us. And I guess we're the fourth gay podcast. I don't know. We might be. Who knows? But keep those votes coming, fans. We love the votes.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Come on.
I'm totally serious.
Wow.
Let me just get to some comments. We got this one. Wow. You guys are the greatest podcasters. Keep the shows coming. I think you should play some of the music you guys play on one of your podcasts. I think all the listeners are curious on what kind of music you play. That's from Zach. So maybe we'll do
Zach.
That.
All right.
John will put that together after he takes a sip of his drink and chews ice. We got this other one. Great.
What do you want to hear?
Oh, this is from Punky Fan. So I'll try to do an English accent. Great. Great show. Utter bullocks. But great. Punky listener. That's Oakers.
That's pretty good, man.
I try. Then we got this one. Slaughter. Like a lamb to the slaughter, so went young Tony into the TTN killing floor. I stand by humbly with mop and bucket. Dell. And what he's referring to is one of our guests, Tony. TP. Tony came in.
TP Bonk.
And he turned out to be a Bush apologist, which we didn't know.
I knew. What do you mean? I knew looking at him.
Well, you pegged it right off the bat, no doubt. I never bothered to ask him.
Oh, see.
Because his opinion really doesn't matter to me. but the forum was just jammed with Tony hate mail.
Tony haters.
from Dave from Israel. Wow. Where the fuck did that Bush cocksucker come from? He is in your band? How the fuck can you sit in the same room with him? Or is he just another monkey that put the X beside the purdiest lips on the posters? Uphill shit shoveler. And then Mad Dog Mike chimed in.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
What the fuck? Who was that last guest on episode 27? That chimp apologist? That dude needs to do what Scott asked of him. Name five good things that dick has done for U.S. Anyways, love the show. Still spreading the word about you guys. Rock. Then Dave comes back.
Poor TP.
And he said, thanks, Mad Dog. I thought I was the only one that noticed what a dickhead he was. But I guess there is a shitload more fuckwits over there that voted for that turd burglar. You fucking bitch! Mad Dog Mike.
You fucking bitch!
And then Dave also says an email. Thank God.
Fuckface.
You don't have that Tony Wanker on with you, or I would have to seriously have gone back to Podcast Alley looking for another source of audio entertainment.
Ooh, oh.
Fucking scrapings of whore's knickers.
Fuckface.
And then Mad Dog Mike, is there any chance that dumbass TP is going to come back on? I hope he can justify voting for Bush. And like usual, keep up the good work, blah, blah, blah.
Man.
So, Tony, getting a lot of hate mail.
You fucking bitch!
You notice I laugh the same all the time? Is that me, or...
You fucking bitch!
All right, I'll laugh, and then you say that. Ready?
Right. You fucking bitch!
That's pretty good. Now, let's hear it.
You fucking bitch!
It's almost like, you know, we didn't change anything.
Well, we are imitating ourselves, so it's not that much of a stretch. Dave also says, I love it. You guys are defo better as a couple. Maybe that's the way you like it. I don't care. It's the dog's danglies. Keep it up with or without the big V.
Ah.
And then he also provides a definition. Eric has always been asking me, what is this bit of a sort that Paulie B called me, a bit of a sort? What does that mean? And Dave provides that answer. He lived in London for 13 years, and he experienced the English slang. Sort, when referring to the female, means...
Sort.
She is hot, sexy, worth throwing a length into her, would not kick her out of bed for eating chips, would eat ice cream out of her knickers, and so on. Get the point? And I think we do get the point, Dave. Thank you. He also says he has a connection for us in Indonesia for our T-shirts.
Oh, nice.
And I'll be posting the T-shirt slogans, the finalists, on the forum.
Can you say that three times fast?
Fan voting.
T-shirt slogans.
T-shirt slogans. T-shirt slogans. T-shirt slogans.
That's not fast, though.
All right, then
like
we t-shirt got...
T-shirt slogans, T-shirt slogans, T-shirt slogans.
We got a new forum member, El Jeffo. And El Jeffo chimed in. I think he's a friend of King Heedley. Well, actually, he is. Yes, he says this right here. He's a friend of King Heedley.
All right.
So he went into the post, top 10 songs since 1980.
We got recruiters for the TTN Army.
No doubt. Top 10 songs since 1980. I think the key here is since 1980. El Jeffo, and I'm reading his list, and I'm thinking, I don't know any of those goddamn songs. But he says, first off, I want to give a shout-out to my boy King Heedley.
Fuckface.
Oh, his number 10 favorite song, he sent to us, it's a Jewish rap song that I didn't bring in, but we should bring it in. It was pretty funny.
Fuckface.
So then he's got 9, he's got 8, Slipknot, 5 is Tom Petty, and number 1. So when I got to number one. Because I went through the list, I'm like, yeah, I really don't know any of these songs. But I got to number one. Jimi Hendrix, Voodoo Child. And I'm thinking, fucking A, man. Jimi Hendrix, Voodoo Child.
1980.
That song kicks
ass. Wait a
minute. Right.
What year?
And then I'm thinking, well, why didn't I put that on my list?
Because he's got...
Oh, that's why I didn't put it on my list. Because it's the top 10 song since 1980. El Jeffo. So you need to correct that. But... thanks for the participation. We look forward to hearing more from you, El Jeffo.
Maybe he's talking about a redone version.
No, I don't think so. Could be. I don't know.
Does he say Jimi Hendrix?
Jimi Hendrix, yes. Jimi Hendrix. And Jimi Hendrix died in 1968, my man, so it couldn't be him.
Oh, I thought you said 1968.
No, man, 1980.
You fucking bitch!
Fuck face.
All right, John, let's just...
You have some great sayings.
Clear up some shit from last podcast.
I mean, why does this sound so good?
Fuck face.
I don't know.
So passionate.
I am passionate.
Hey, you over there. Yeah, you
fuck face.
And here's something we were passionate about last podcast. If you got the clip, now, American Girl, before you play the clip, American Girl Doll Store donated money to an organization that promotes abortion. Not, they don't promote abortion, but they promote a woman's choice to get an abortion if she wants it. So all these Yenta mothers around here are going to boycott American Girl Doll, and they're going to bring posters of aborted fetuses to an American Girl Doll store the day after Thanksgiving. So just go ahead and play that clip, because we're passionate about this, John.
And what's the matter with a woman having the right to choose a goddamn abortion? If you don't want an abortion, don't have one. But don't take that right away from some other woman.
Right.
A-holes.
What the fuck?
And if they want homosexuals to have the same rights that you have, why is that a problem for you?
Fuck face.
What do you got against the homos?
Yeah, what do you...
John and I may become homos, okay?
That's right.
Fucking A.
Hold on now.
Hey, guys. We saw this...
Hold it. Stop. Pause.
Don't make me laugh. I couldn't get the pointer to line up with the button. Jesus Christ.
All right,
Christ.
So we got very involved with this, and we're going to take a camera down there, and we're going to record these Yentas and make fun of them, get rude, and get some footage.
Hey, you over there.
Fuck face.
Yeah, you.
Yeah. Are you still passionate about it, John?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to be out of town. So
when is that?
Over Thanksgiving. I can't do it. So that sucks.
Fuck face.
Doesn't that suck?
Yeah, it does.
Can you get anybody else to go down there with you?
You fucking bitch!
No.
All right, then. I guess we won't be going down there. Maybe somebody will. I don't know.
Wait a minute. I thought you said you couldn't go down.
I can't go, but...
So I can't go either.
Were you going to be out of town?
Well, no. I mean, where I live, that town. I'll
all
be
right.
The next town over.
All right, right. No doubt.
I mean, what do you mean out of town?
You know, like out of town. Like, I'm going to be in the great North Woods of Wisconsin.
Well, that's out of state.
Out of state. And out of town.
It's out of sight.
No doubt.
No doubt. There you go again. No doubt. No doubt.
You want me to cut that out? I could do it.
And you've been saying
it.
A lot of this.
Fuck face.
You say that a lot.
Fuck face.
All right.
Fuck face.
Dude.
Fuck face.
My kids listen to this. Dude.
Fuck face.
Your kids listen to this?
No. Are you crazy?
Come on. All right. Well, also, we got an audio review from Punky. Go ahead and play that. It's called Punky Review, I believe. That's hot.
They are absolutely brilliant. It is far and away the best podcast I've listened to so far, bar none, other than ours.
It's the best podcast not called Punky.
It is, I reckon, so far. We haven't heard all of them. But so far, of the ones we've heard, Total Talk Nonsense are fucking brilliant. And you have to listen to their show, and you have to vote for them, for the simple reason that we've picked up nearly all of their listeners and a fuckload of votes.
That's... out of sight.
For a while, I had to listen to that a couple times because I didn't know what he was saying. A fuckload of votes is what he's saying.
Yeah.
I didn't get that right away. Was it boatload? Was it...
Does it really matter? I mean, come on.
It matters to me, okay? So thanks, Punky. We appreciate that. Now...
those guys inspire me. I talked to Rick before I got here, and... he was saying that he wants to do like a theme song for them.
I was thinking of that too, but I don't know how we could top their theme song. It's something I can't get out of my head.
Well, not like a theme song, their tagline song. He wants to do like If I Were an X-Side.
Oh, kind of thing. I see. Right,
like
okay.
A cappella and then go into a punk version.
All right. Well, and then I have the song in my head that I'm going to dedicate to Butch Tony. It's all about Butch Tony. We just need to record that.
This is our new thing. Mm. You like that big bass?
Oh.
Huh?
I love it, man.
You like that? All right, I'm sorry.
So, Punky...
I didn't mean to interrupt.
The last... They were number two in music.
Yeah.
I think thanks to some of our fans. I think we've given them maybe 20 votes so far.
Yeah.
And but Todd Cast is in front of them.
Rundgren.
Todd Rundgren Cast is in front of Punky, and it's got to be some sort of a joke. It's got to be a joke.
Scott has no idea who Todd Rundgren is.
I kind of heard his name before, but go ahead and play that Todd Cast clip I took and see if this is something you would listen to. I certainly wouldn't listen to it. If this was a show about Jimmy Page, I wouldn't listen to it.
You're listening to the TR Connection Toddcast. This is Roger Linder. This episode of the Toddcast could be called Someone Anywhere because we're turning over the mic to several other podcasts that feature TR-related material. First up are a couple of reflections that resulted from podcasters playing the Toddcast promo on their own podcast. Let's hear from Adam Curry's Daily Source Code.
Yes, so you're listening to a totally lame podcast called The Toddcast. And,
I mean, I had to cut.
If we've sent out our promo and several people have played the TR podcast promo. And we're doing very well.
Anyway, these a-holes, whoever they are, they got like 300 votes in the first 2 days. How is that frickin' possible?
I don't know.
I'll tell you how it's possible, John. I was at iTunes, and you go into podcasts, and they have new and notable.
Yeah.
The Toddcast is up there. Now, how do you get your Toddcast to be a new and notable? And why is the Toddcast notable?
How do you get your podcast?
What did I say?
How do you get your Toddcast?
Yeah, how do you get your podcast
you get your Toddcast
to be new
there?
And notable? Who's cock do you have to suck to do that?
Yeah,
that's a bunch of crap.
Yeah,
fuck face. So Punky should be number one in my opinion,
no doubt.
And they soon will be because I got good news for you, John.
Fucking bitch.
And for Punky.
For me, why? What did I do?
Punky is now on iTunes, so we can just go and subscribe there. They've
all
made
right.
it. You can search for them. They're categorized in music and comedy, arts and entertainment. So check out Punky. All right, John. When we
big
first
crowd,
when we
first
introduced
applause.
Punky, I
got to clear my throat. Hold on.
All right, John's clearing his throat. When we first introduced Punky,
I
talked a little bit about Punky, and go ahead and play the Scott Punky clip.
The Scott Punky clip.
Scott Punky. Yes.
Yeah, that'd be Scott Punky right here.
And there was a link that said, "Mention us, we'll mention you." And the first thing I thought of was, these guys have to suck if they're going to resort to this mention us and we'll mention you.
All right, so that's how we got involved with Punky. Now, Paul B. Imitated me when he talked about us. Go ahead and play Paul B.'s clip and see. Let's see
if
he does a good job.
We saw this, like, lame post in PodcastAlley.com. We thought, mention us and we'll mention you. And I thought, oh, my fucking God.
That must suck.
That must suck. What a pair of dumbasses.
So what do you think?
That's pretty good, man.
Did he do a good job?
Yeah, but at the end he didn't say,
fuck face.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure the next time he will.
Fuck face.
No doubt. No doubt. Hey, John, you got an email, didn't you, from Preston?
I did?
Yeah.
Is it here?
It should be.
There it is. I did. Preston, he's a guy I played in some bands with. That I told that story a long time ago.
Right, and we also talked about the Websters.
And I feel real bad. I couldn't find one of their CDs, and I replied to this email to Preston that I'd be playing some of their tunes when we do this on episode 29, and I fucking screwed up. So I will be owing people a bunch of Webster tunes because I got permission from the Websters to play their stuff.
All right. Do we have their latest?
No, they haven't released their latest yet.
He can't send you an MP3 over?
That's a good question. I can ask him that. And as a matter of fact, on that new CD that they're releasing, I was party to the actual first playing of that song live.
Whoa.
And when it comes out, I'll be talking about that.
And where was that?
That was at the Illinois State Fair.
Oh, right, right. When you went down with those guys.
Yeah.
With your old bass player.
No. My old bass player? No.
Yeah.
Chuck King?
No.
When you and Rick, right, right. He came along. Right,
all
right.
There you go. Fuck face.
I was trying to forget. Okay. I was trying to forget.
Fuck face.
Well, anyways, Preston is in the band, the Websters, and I've known him and the other guy that's in his band. They're co-writers and singers, and they're really fucking good. And so anyway, he writes me an email. Hey, you podcasting motherfuckers. First off, your show fucking rocks. I laugh my ass off each time I listen. Thanks for the shout-out about the Viaduct Theater show. I also saw Semisonic back before anyone knew they were, and they were truly awesome. And so did we, Scott.
That's right.
We saw them as Pleasure.
Pleasure.
Before they were Semisonic. And I've known them since they were in Trip Shakespeare.
Whoa.
After their success with Closing Time, I saw them play a big arena show opening for Sheryl Crow, and they sucked! I'm starting to try to imitate you when I read.
Fuckface! You bitch!
They sucked!
Fuckface!
Look, I almost sound like you.
You
hear
fucking
that?
Bitch!
Yeah, listen to this.
You fucking bitch!
You hear how I laughed and said it at the same time? Anyway, I digress. I hear Dan Wilson is writing songs with the Dixie Chicks now. He's one of the guys in Semisonic. There's really only two guys, the guitar player and the bass player. Boy, can't wait to hear that. Obviously sarcastic. I'm just hoping there's a Trips Shakespeare reunion tour someday because those guys kick some serious ass. Glad the court is back in session and keep sticking it to the man. Preston.
Sticking it to the man.
Or sticking it in the man. Maybe that's what he meant.
Whichever. And John, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Now, Preston comes down on the guy for writing songs for the Dixie Chicks, but they had the one hit that we know of, Closing Time.
Right.
And they had a couple of other songs. I don't know if they were hits or not.
Right.
But can they live off that now?
Yeah.
The guy who wrote it, he can live off of that.
Well, I mean, you get whatever.
Yeah, so why not?
Marty gets like $16 a quarter.
Yeah, but his participation in that song was just playing guitar, right?
Oh, he wrote it.
Oh, he wrote that song?
Yeah.
Well, it's a lame goddamn song that nobody ever hears.
Right, but they play it in elevators, so they have to pay a royalty.
Okay, so if you play it in elevators, but like Closing
Time...
Closing
Time plays in every bar, so they get a big chunk.
Right. And elevators. I'm sure somebody turned it into an elevator song.
When the door closes, Closing Time. Right.
So
look the fuck out!
That guy can retire, and if he wants to write songs for the Dixie Chicks, go ahead. Why not? Maybe you get to bang him on the side, you know what I'm saying?
I think he's just being sarcastic. Like, you know, if you're a fan of one thing and then they do something else. Like, for instance, you said... Yeah, I went and saw Pleasure, man, and they were awesome. And then we saw them with my wife, and you weren't there, right? What the fuck? Here's another song about flange.
Right, thanks for the definition of
you
sarcasm.
You were a fan of sarcasm?
Oh. No, I got it, man. I got it. But I'm saying if Kangaroo Court, if we wrote a song that went to the
fuck
top
face.
Of the charts and was played in elevators and we could retire off that song... Wouldn't we? I would. Or would we keep going? Would we keep going? I guess we'd tour once or twice. Maybe. Hey,
I think if we made millions off of podcasting, it wouldn't be nearly as fun as it is now.
Oh, no doubt. Well, because there's so much more politics involved.
Right.
Because somebody would have to be paying us, and they have their own views and their own whatever. We're just two guys sitting in here, naked, with our balls hanging out, and saying whatever we want to say. And we got nobody telling us what to say, how to say it, when to say it.
Well, this is what I'm thinking happened to Dan Wilson. He didn't make any money, or that much money off of Closing Time, so he really needs this Dixie Chicks gig.
Oh, all right. Well,
so
that's
he's
fine.
Stepping down. to make some dough. No, but I think it's a noble thing. No, I think Preston is a fan of that, but he's being sarcastic.
Understood.
Because it's the Dixie Chicks who protested Bush in their concert.
Well, when the Websters, when their CD
does
go to the top 10 on the charts, will they come in after that for a podcast and be a guest?
Oh, yeah.
Will they come in before that and be a guest?
Yeah, they said he's going to talk to Mark about it.
All right, that'd be hot.
Because I told him maybe he and Mark should come in, and Mark plays the accordion,
mm-hmm.
and Preston plays guitar, and we'll hook them up, and then we'll, like, play Name That Tune.
Name That Tune, and yeah. you and I will be the yeah. contestants?
Possibly, or we might be able to have callers. I don't know. I'm still looking into that.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
I found a way to put my cell phone into the board.
All right.
They sell a device at Radio Shack for only, like...
I have that device.
You do?
Yeah, you want me to bring it in?
What, for recording?
Yeah, off a phone.
Why do you have that device, Scott?
Because I was... before I was married, I used to make prank phone calls to my girlfriend's mom and dad's and record them.
You did not.
I lost them all.
Why?
No, here's why I had it. Because I put a corporate video together, and I needed audio from a phone. And instead of just putting a phone sound effect on...
Like I could have done?
Right. I got the authentic phone sound with this. There you have it.
Like this?
I'm eating liquor.
Oh, that hurt.
Oh, wow. Ow.
Ooh.
Ow.
I'm eating liquor.
Well, John, in one of our podcasts, we talked about Casino... Because it had the most fucks in it.
Fuck face.
Yeah.
But in 1995, it had the most fucks in it. In 2004, it had the most fucks in it. But a new movie came out in 2005 that dethroned Casino with fucks. Do you know what that movie was?
It had more fucks in it?
It had 560 fucks.
What year?
2005. It was 109 minutes long, so 5.13 fucks per minute.
Oh, I don't know, like Scream or something?
The Devil's Rejects.
What the fuck is that?
Isn't that by Rob Zombie?
Is it?
I think so.
I saw his first one.
Which was that?
House of 10,000 Corpses or whatever.
Is that any good?
It's pretty goddamn funny.
So The Devil's Rejects, 2005, most fucks... 560. It has the most fucks per minute. It has 5.13 fucks a minute. That's a lot of fucks, John.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm thinking? When are they going to compile a podcast list of the fucks? And you think we would be up there? For the most fucks per minute?
Yeah, probably.
In a podcast?
Probably, yeah.
And we are explicit.
Yeah.
Fuck face.
So Casino
fuck
now
face.
Is number three. Because
fuck
nil
face.
By mouth... Nil by Mouth, which I've never heard of, is number two.
Wow.
A couple other notables. Number 10, Born on the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah?
289 fucks. Number 11, Donnie Darko with 283 fucks. Number 12, The Big Lebowski with 281 fucks.
Wow.
Then you got Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, 16 and 17.
Do you have a roommate?
And then you got Jarhead. You just saw Jarhead.
Yeah.
251 fucks.
I saved SpongeBob's reputation. SpongeBob's my best friend.
You got Goodfellas at 21 with 246.
Oh, dude, I did see a movie, by the way.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Scarface. Remember the original fuck movie?
Oh, yeah.
1983. It was the king of all fucks.
Say hello to my little
218
friend.
Fucks. On 170 minutes, 1.28 fucks per minute.
Wow.
No
that's
doubt.
Something.
So that's about it.
Oral sex.
That's all.
I thought
that's all for the fuck
sex
story.
With a toothbrush.
So, John, did you see any movies?
I did.
What'd you see?
I saw Zathura.
What?
Zathura. Zathura. Zathura.
Never heard of it. Who's that?
Great. I was having trouble downloading from IMDb, so I can't give you any names.
Where did you see it?
I saw it at Crown 10.
It's in the theaters right
oh,
now?
Yeah, this is what happened.
I've never heard of this movie.
You've seen Jumanji, right?
Jumanji with Robin Williams?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Never seen it.
That's a good movie. It's kind of like in a Ouija board movie or something.
Ouija board, sure.
Where they start playing the game, and all of a sudden they're cast into the reality of the game.
Right.
And Zathura,
where
Jumanji was based in the jungle, Zathura is based in outer space.
Whoa.
And it scared the piss out of the kids.
Did it?
But they loved it anyway.
Huh.
They said they were going to have nightmares about the Zorgons.
The Zorgons.
But it's in theaters right now. Tim Robbins is in it.
I know Tim Robbins. He's married to Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, he's the dad of the two.
Nice cleavage on her.
The two boys that play the game.
Uh-huh.
And the one boy played Butch in Kicking and Screaming.
Right. Butch. Okay.
And I don't know the actor's name. But it's a really cool movie for kids. They got to be at least, I'd say 9, because I had a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 6 3/4-year-old.
Who was the other kid?
Keaton.
You only have 2 kids. Oh, and Keaton.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Keaton had to go to the bathroom every 2-3 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, 3
so when
minutes.
Did you go to this movie?
Friday.
Friday. Yeah, Friday, and, like after work.
Right. And what happened? Uh-huh. Actually, I didn't go to work.
Didn't go. Oh, that's right. You didn't go to work.
So what we did is the wife came, picked me up, picked the kids up. We cruised out to this place, had some dinner at Gold Coast Dogs. And the wife says, hey, there's cops. There must be something going on. And then we hear fire truck sirens. And this place is like, you know, a storefront. And you're facing like a
Gold Coast Dogs.
Yeah, the Gold Coast Dog is facing like this main street that goes down the middle of this kind of shopping mall, you know, for rich people. There's apartments above us and all this stuff. So there's parking right in front of it, and then there's, you know, the street. I mean, it's right there.
Right there.
So we hear the sirens. I see the fire truck lights and all that, so we cruise out there, and a 4-car pileup in front of the place. We didn't even hear it.
Wow. Fatalities?
No fatalities, because they weren't doing like 500 miles an hour, but they were cruising pretty good, at least 30 each.
And where is this? Glenview?
Yeah. And if they did, you know, 60 at impact.
Right.
So, yeah. There's
good math.
This woman's laying on the ground. She fainted or something. And the kids are like, oh, what happened? Let's go see. And I'm like ushering them away. And they're getting all pissed off at me. Because, you know, I didn't know. Maybe there was blood and guts everywhere.
Right.
And we checked it out. And nobody really got hurt. The rumor was that somebody passed out or something. And I know one of the women in the cars was diabetic, because when we were getting ice cream at Ben and Jerry's, this guy ran in and said, I need some ice cream. We were in the accident. My wife's a diabetic. So they gave him a scoop of ice cream and went out there. So I'm wondering if it was her.
For free?
Didn't get the whole. Yeah, he said, I'll be back to pay. And the guy says, forget it. It's hot. It's yours.
It's hot.
Americans, people helping people.
No doubt.
You know. Watch
well,
out.
If it was the Zientas against American Girl dolls, they would have asked, well, is she pro-abortion? Well, forget it. You got to pay for the ice cream then.
Right.
You cunt face cocksucker.
Right.
Sex. I thought it was sex with a toothbrush.
Well, that's, you know, one of the things that attracted to me to my lovely wife.
I want to marry a guy and a babe.
That wasn't it. But when we worked together before we started dating.
Right.
And there was this huge accident right outside the office.
Oh.
And I'm just staring out the window looking, oh, man, look at that accident. That's brutal. I bet you there's a fatality. And while I'm standing there, you know, contemplating my own mortality and the fatality in the car accident, she's running outside to see if she can help. And she did.
Really?
Yeah. She climbed into the cab. It was a cab driver who smacked into something.
Wow.
And she was telling the guy, it's okay. People are going to come. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. People are, you're going to be all right. I don't want to move you. I want to wait for the paramedics. The paramedics show up. And what had happened is this guy hit like a pole or a light or something. And his head got impaled on the mirror post.
Oh.
So when the ambulance got there, so she was talking to him, you know, trying to keep his spirits up. So when the ambulance got there, she left. She moved away. they went in there. They eventually had to take his skull off the mirror post, and that was it. He was done.
What do you mean? He died?
He died right there.
Wow.
So the like whatever the mirror post impaled into was holding his life onto his life.
Oh, wow.
So when they pulled him away, it was just like over. Boom. It's done.
And she was the last one to talk to him.
Last one to talk to him, keep his spirits up. And I was like, God damn, look what, I need to marry that woman. Jesus wow. Christ.
She's more of a woman than me. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't have done that.
No
I'd
way.
Have been doing just what you were doing.
I would have never done that either.
Oh, that sucks. Look at that. Hey, everybody, come over here.
Hey, you guys want to go to lunch?
Look at this poor... Let's get a Chipotle.
Right. Let's get a burrito, man.
Yeah. Who's that running out there? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to marry her so I could hear about her the rest of my life.
But for some reason, that was so hot. That was so hot. To me.
I mean, I'll get a little wild and woolly once in a while.
Okay? Do the math. Do the math. That's Bill O'Reilly. Do the
I
math.
Am stupid. I am a stupid guy.
Hey, how are we doing on time?
35 there, brother.
Because I got some celebrity news. Oh, no, wait a minute. I got to tell you what movie I saw. You cocksucker. You fucking bitch. I saw.
You fucking bitch!
I saw a kick-ass movie. Totally kick-ass.
Yeah.
You know, and I got this movie from Netflix, and it was sitting in my drawer for like 2 months.
I've been telling you to watch that movie for years.
Well, I never had the opportunity to watch it by myself because I figured my wife wouldn't like it,
oh,
so I'd have to
like
watch
it
by myself. But then I remembered, wait a minute, one of my wife's favorite movies is Reservoir Dogs. So I mentioned that to her. Well, you know, I got this American Psycho. It's supposed to be graphic. It's based on a graphic novel.
Did you mention me?
I didn't. Oh. But I did mention Sin City. You know, that was like a graphic comic. You didn't like that at all. So I don't think you're going to like this. She's like, put the goddamn movie in. Let's watch it. So we watched. She stayed for the whole movie.
Your wife is hot, man. My wife doesn't watch movies with me anymore.
Oh, we have to watch movies together. It's a must. The only thing I watch alone is Family Guy. She will not watch that with me.
Huh.
So I put the movie in. We're watching this movie. And that Christian Bale, who we talked about last week because he's in Batman Begins, he's my new favorite actor.
He's fucking awesome.
That guy is freaking awesome. And I think I like the movie because we kind of grew up during the 80s and during the greed and the Wall Street and Reagan and all that stuff. And this movie
Greed is good.
It's just a metaphor for that and how fucked up these guys can get. Oh, pardon me. And I love the movie, and I love Christian Bale's performance. I was just mesmerized by that MF-er. And he is attractive. He's a very handsome
man. Oh, yeah. He lifts weights, don't
he? So at the end of the movie, my wife was in it all the way through. And at the end, she said, that sucked, because she was disappointed with the ending. And
it's not over.
I love the ending. I thought the ending was totally kick-ass. And I thought, I have so much respect for this Christian Bale. I saw him in Batman Begins, and I thought he did a good job.
Yeah.
But in this movie, he really sold me on it. The total psycho a-hole who lives in this kind of society that...
Superficial.
Because you're in this type of... Nobody knows each other's names. And I was trying to... There we go again.
They don't know each other intimately.
And they're just...
only on
like
the surface. Superficial.
Characters that they have something to do with and talk about in their privileged lives. And the thing that cracked me up was this Christian Bale, the character he played, Patrick Bateman. Is that right? He's the son of the guy who owns Pierce and Pierce. So he has a job, but every time you see him at work, he's never doing anything.
Right.
He's doing crossword puzzles. He's listening to music. And he's an educated guy. He went to Harvard.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's one part where he makes a comment about Yale.
The movie's about the W, dude. Didn't you get that?
I didn't get that.
It's about the W.
Well, he makes a comment.
Skating through life.
When Willem Dafoe comes in, after the one guy gets murdered.
Yeah.
And he's questioning him. He's like, well, he went to Yale, and Christian Bale's character went to Harvard. And he says, well, you know about the Yales. They're all closet homosexuals. And I was like, fucking A, right, man. Those Yaleys. But, yeah,
Brownie,
completely privileged life. He gets this job because of his dad, and he doesn't do a damn thing. And he's got an assistant, a secretary,
yeah,
who just tells him when his lunch appointments are so he can go out with his friends. He doesn't do one business transaction in the whole goddamn movie.
Right.
And I'm thinking, well, don't his friends know that he's a complete fraud? I mean, wouldn't this come up in conversation? That, hey, what are you working on? And he's not working on anything.
Nothing.
He's working on the crossword puzzle
for
today. That's
right. It's a great movie.
It's a great movie. And oh, by the way, he's a serial killer.
By the way.
But the ending leaves that up to you. Is he delusional or is he really a serial killer? But
right.
What a great movie. I love that movie. I want to buy that movie.
Yeah, that movie's awesome.
So I can watch it over and over. And
And some good tunes in it, too.
Oh, no doubt. And the one thing I knew that he was... Here's
when he started to do Huey Lewis in the news, and he starts
right.
reciting the trivia about the tune.
and then he axe murders the guy.
Yeah.
He puts the axe right in the guy's mouth. But here's where, you know, at the end of the movie, you're left with a choice. Everybody who sees the movie is left with a choice. Did it really happen, or is this guy insane? Well, he's insane if it really did happen, but is he so insane that he made it all up? And I tend to believe that he's so insane that it was all a figment of his imagination.
Right.
And do you know why?
Why is that?
Because he thinks Phil Collins' Su Su Studio is one of the greatest songs ever. That's why. That's why I think he's completely out there in La La Land, and that none of it happened. It all happened in his head.
It's a great movie, though. That I
love that movie.
It. How many Spiny Normans?
Oh, I give that. What's the highest Spiny Norman we can get?
I think 5, right?
I give it 5, man.
Oh, wow.
That's
a big endorsement.
Did you know initial casting choices were Leonardo DiCaprio as Patrick
God,
Bateman?
No way.
And that would be with Oliver Stone directing, which I think there was a woman who directed this, and I think if she had Leonardo in it, it would be interesting. I'd like to see how he would do it. But with Oliver Stone directing it, it would be a total fucking mess.
Oh, yeah. It'd be
all a joke.
Freaky and...
Also, Edward Norton was offered the part, but he turned it down.
He's good.
And Brad Pitt. I don't think Edward Norton would do a good job either, but Brad Pitt was once attached to star. And I think Brad Pitt could have done a good job based on his Fight Club
right.
stuff.
It was a great performance.
California.
With Ed Norton.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
That's a movie that John and Scott from TTN recommend to all our fans.
Oh, no doubt.
American Psycho.
American Psycho. Around the world, check it out. And you know what? We got to run. We got to take a break.
Got to take a break.
So, yeah, we're through here with 29 Part 1. And stay tuned. You can check us out one click away for Part 2. Download it. Check it out. AKC's Total Talk. Every time I try to sound cool, forget it. It's over.
You always sound cool to me.
AKC Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. We'll be back with Part 2. Just hang on.
Thank you for listening to Part 1 of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part 2 is just a click away.